But it is time for Supercoach. And look, this is a segment that's just growing and growing each week. And if you are involved with Supercoach and you want to know which players to get and which players to pick, then you've just got to download the show and listen to it. You can find it on either at the iTunes at NRL Live or NRL Supercoach. And you can also find it at our website, www.paulygsports.com, and tweet us. And give us a question if you've got one, and you can do that at Paulie G Sports or at TigersMS78. And TigersMS this week, you're going to look at 5/8 and halfback for us.
I am. Basically, just looking at a few of the top guys. The guy on top of 5/8 and halves, he can be played in either of those positions, is James Maloney for the Roosters. His cost per point is 886.49, which is outstanding. For someone, he's at the moment his cost is 328. He's come up from 280. So he is, if you can fit him in there, I'd get him in there because he looks like he's improving with each game. The other guy I want to talk about is Jonathan Thurston, who obviously plays for the Cowboys now. The interesting thing is, he's gone down. He's still fifth on the 5/8s and halfbacks list, but with 334 overall points. But he's gone down from 336,000 down to 295,000.
This is a steal.
This is a steal, and it's also improved his cost per point, which is a little bit of an anomaly. But
80. Yeah, he's actually less than Maloney.
That's right. It is $3 or less or better than. Than Maloney, with only, you know, only 30 something overall points behind him. So that is a real steal. Obviously, the expectations placed on Jonathan Thurston, both super coach wise and in real life, seem to be over the top. But that is a really good buy.
I'll just mention something else about Thurston as well. He hasn't scored a try yet. He's going to get over the line, and that's 17 points right there. And, I mean, that's what happens with players like him. They'll score every now and then. So you're going to have that to your advantage. And he's goal-kicking. Of course, he kicks goals.
Well, that's exactly right. And they are up against the Broncos, who do give up a lot of Supercoach points.
Yeah, they're one of the worst as far as giving up points, the third on that sort of list of giving up points, and only the Panthers and Raiders give up more.
Well, that's it looks like a very astute buy if you can wedge him in your side. Now the other guy I want to talk to about is Sean Johnson from the Warriors. Now he's come good over the past couple of weeks. He's another one of the guys whose expectations were fairly high. At the start of the year, he was 282 to begin with. Now, he's only dropped to 271, but that's brought his points down to about almost $1,000 even a point, which is really actually pretty good for someone inside a top 10.
Yep.
And also, as you were mentioning before, the Raiders give up a fair few Supercoach points. Sean Johnson looks like he's back to his best.
He's come really good lately, so he's a guy on the rise.
Against the Rabbits, he was quite good, causing a lot of problems. And now to the two, one's a possible injury, the one's a definite injury. Benji Marshall is out for about 3 weeks, I think it is, back round 9. You're probably going to have to either sit him on the bench if you don't want to get rid of him, or just trade him out and see what happens before he comes back. He might drop in price.
I think if you've got him in a draft situation, you'll want to keep hold of him and put him on the bench because you don't want to give up a player like that easily unless you can pull a good trade.
Yeah,
if you're exactly in your normal super coach, I think you've got to get rid of him. He's too expensive to be left on the bench.
Exactly right. That's 320,000 scoring you 0 points. So
yeah, three games... it looks like he's going to be out for.
Yeah. So the other guy is Albert Kelly, who's touch and go to play. He was at first it was thought he was very serious knee injury. Now he's been named in the side, but you just never know what's going to happen with him. He's still amazing value here at 196, and he's got points. Cost per point is 688, which is just.
Well, there's a guy that if you did sell him now and you had bought him earlier, you'd make a good deal on him. He's gone up 70 grand.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You would make a fair bit of money on him, but do you want to let him go on that off chance that he doesn't play? And you'd imagine if he's named, then he can't be too far away from coming back.
I think he'll only miss the one game at most, but like you say, he may not even miss that. But if you've got the ability, it may be the right time to sell him and pick up Jonathan Thurston. Obviously, you've still got to find that other 100 grand, maybe somewhere else. I imagine do a dual trade out.
That's exactly right. If you've got a bit of leverage in your side, then this is the way. I think that is exactly the way to go, and it's a good swap.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've gained 70 grand on Kelly, and you've lost money. Thurston's going back a little bit, so you're basically picking up a $300,000 to buy a top class player in Thurston. So this could be the week to do it. Kelly may have maxed at the 196. Especially if he's going to be out injured.
Exactly right.
Aiden Caesar, his compatriot, is also out, and he's at a higher 248 right now. He's also performing at a higher level, but he's another player. If you've got him and you can go up, if you can upgrade to Thurston, then definitely do it. And on the flip side, Tigers MS, there's a player returning from injury this week in Terry Campese. Now, he's down in the 172,000. So if you wanted to go the other way and take a punt on a guy that's a little bit less, he could be an option too.
Well, look, he could be an option there because, if they're playing Campo off the bench like they did with Anthony Milford last week, the Raiders, you'll get that chance with Campo. Now, the other thing is you've got Josh McCrone there. Now, he will be playing halfback. Well, he's in that halfback position for Supercoach. And his points per dollar per point is $9.89. He will possibly switch to hooker. So he will gain some points through that way, just through the work that those guys get through.
Mm.
So that could be a bit of a double team if you're a combo.
Him. To a guy like James Seguiaro, who's you can play at halfback, who's also front row forward playing hooker. Well, he's the fourth best halfback.
Yeah, exactly.
So right. I mean, it goes to show if you've got a guy that's listed there who's putting up the numbers, then potentially, you know, you've got a guy who's going to score a bunch more points.
That's right.
Well, looking at our ins and outs for the week, Tigers MS, I think once again, I mean, we look at those guys, we mention them each week, but George Burgess, just his cost is now up to 207,000, but his cost per point is still the best in the business, $615.43. And I think if you haven't bought him yet and you can afford him, then you've at this stage, we're still saying bye for George Burgess.
Which is amazing that he's performed so well. It's round six coming up. And, and he's just killing it. Absolutely killing it. For that price, it's just
it's crazy. And yeah. Jack Buchanan for the Tigers, he's gone up now 58 grand total to 145,800. But it looks like with more injuries and suspension there for the Tigers, he's just going to get more and more game time.
Yeah, that's right. He's one of those guys where if you bought at the start of the year, you just thought you'd put him in the team, just so you've got a full team and you'll sort it out. You know, when the season starts rolling, that would have been a very good buy to grab early, but he's still a good buy to grab now because he's still putting up good numbers. And for a guy in his rookie season, he's doing very, very well.
We talked about injuries specific to the 5'8 position, but what about Cecil Wacker, who has come back there for the Storm and put up 62 points in the first game? Is he a buy at this point, or is the cost still a little bit too high at $269,000?
Look, I think if you can get him, I'd probably buy him because I reckon he's going to end up in the top five Supercoach wingers by the end of the year. by the end of the season because, yeah, he knows his way to the try line and he knows how he reads well off Cooper Cronk and off Witter. Yeah, I think he's a definite buy.
Yeah, well, some of the other guys like Tohu Harris, Ryan James, John Morris, they're still right up there. And, of course, you know, just looking at the top list, Robbie Farah still leads it from Cameron Smith, Trent Merrin, Paul Gallen, and Sonny Bill Williams. So if you had managed to get those guys in earlier, then obviously they're good to play. And in this week, well, looking at the teams, what we like to do, obviously, is look at specific matchups. And a team that basically gives up a lot of points, well, the Raiders do. So some of those Warriors guys like Sean Johnson could come into play, especially when you look at the fact the Warriors haven't done that well themselves so far this year. But also the Broncos v. the Cowboys, I just think this is a great opportunity for the Cowboys to be able to step it up and get some bigger points. The Broncos do give up a lot of points, especially in tackles, so maybe like a Dallas Johnson would be the type of guy I'd be looking to play if he's on the fringes for you. And obviously we talked about Jonathan Thurston already. Tigers and the Dragons, well, they're two teams that are also giving up a lot of points playing each other, so potentially there's some options there for both sets of players to maybe play them and you know, see how you go with them.
Yeah, well, that's right. Nathan Fein is one of those guys who he's a big improver, and he's racking up about 50 points per round, like on average. So he could be someone that you might want to slot in up there if you're looking to gain a front row player.
Yeah, and we talked about whenever the Eels play, the outside backs generally do well. We didn't see it so much. Michael Gordon did get a try. That was one of our tips last week. But obviously the Sharks failing a little bit with their own creativity with Todd Carney out. But there's a guy for Gold Coast, and obviously with their halves issues, the question would be, can he get the ball? But David Mead, he's very fast. And I just wonder if he could be a bit of a sleeper for this week.
Yeah, he could be. The only thing that would worry me would be the halves issue. It's kind of strange that you're thinking about other players' positions when you're talking about the one guy, but obviously they need to be on the end of a good pass or of a good backline move to get over the line most of the time. So it's going to be...
Yeah, he's 191,700, so if you've got the opportunity and you need either a centre-winger or a fullback, because he covers them both.
Yep, if you need a cheap backline player, then it could be your man.
This could be the week that he puts up the big numbers. Tigers MS, it's about all the time we have for again this week, but you can send us your questions on the Twitter, TigersMS78 or at Pooley G Sports, and check this Supercoach podcast. It really is a must if you're involved in Supercoach. Get that inside info, and you can always look online, www.pooleygsports.com as well, or subscribe to us on the iTunes at NRL Live. Just punch in Supercoach or NRL and you'll find us. But now it's time for one of our favourite segments on the show, Tigers MS, still reeling after last week's World of Sport. What have you got for us this week?
Well, earlier in the year, we had a Twitter one about a boxer hunting down a troll. this week I've got some tweets that athletes probably wish they deleted. So I'm going to start with the most current one, which was Irish cricketer John Mooney, who hit the winning runs in Ireland's historic win over England at the 2011 Cricket World Cup.
That's right.
On Tuesday, after Margaret Thatcher's death, he mentioned on Twitter that he hoped it was slow and painful. Oh. Cricket Ireland didn't really want that, and so they made him delete it and he put it out in apology. for that one. His apology was, I realise now that my comments were offensive to many and I've deleted them. I'd like to assure friends, family, employers and teammates that I've learned a very valuable lesson and will stick to focusing on my game. So basically, yeah, they've said, yeah, you're in a lot of trouble. A couple of others I picked up from the web was Jabbar Gaffney, who was
Washington Redskins.
Yeah, exactly. Only in 2011, after receiving a couple of taunts from a Dallas Cowboys fan, he lashed back, telling the fan to get a life or kill yourself. Gaffney later told the press that the Twitter exchange was taken out of context and was blown out of proportion by the media.
Wow, he should follow Josh Dugan and vice versa. Instagram.
Two of them.
Next one is former Major League pitcher and radio show producer Mike Basic. He posted pretty much just a racist tweet on his account while watching a basketball game between the Mavs and the San Antonio Spurs in 2010. As a Mavs fan, he was infuriated when Dallas player Eduardo Nogueira was ejected from the game for a flagrant foul. And he sent out a tweet stating, "Congratulations to all the dirty Mexicans in San Antonio." Oh. He apologized for the tweet, admitting to posting the comment while angry and intoxicated at a bar. If only we could all take those back. And the last one I've got is an Olympic one. And I hope I pronounce this correctly, but Voula Papachristiou is a Greek triple jumper. She said at the when no one was laughing at her when she did try and do this. I'm sure it was meant to be a joke, but it failed. It was about the African Olympians and the West Nile virus. So she said, with so many Africans in Greece, at least the mosquitoes of the West Nile will eat homemade food. Needless to say, the Hellenic Olympic Committee didn't really find it all that funny, and she was banned from the competition.
Yeah, she was sent home from the London Olympics.
So there you go. So you've got to think of all the Twitter things that have happened in the past and everything else that they've got off pretty lightly when they just get a slap on the wrist from it. This girl was banned from the Olympics.
Yeah, exactly. And
be careful. I'm looking at you, Josh Dugan. Just get off Twitter, for God's sake.
Yeah, the tweets. Well, guys, on that note, Tigers MS, well done. And we will talk to you in 2 weeks' time, of course. There's no games next week, just a test match, no super coach. So we're going to take the opportunity to have a week's break, come back in 2 weeks' time, and we'll talk to you then.
I'll see ya.
Pete, we'll see you in 2 weeks also.
Yeah, mate. Looking forward to it as well. How about you?
Thanks very much for the show. I might see you on Sunday out there at the SCG.
Thank you. Good. Right.